afternoon. Welcome to Get Packin'. It's our half-hour look at the world of travel, and we have traveled the world. We are Ann Craig Cinnamon and John Cinnamon, longtime indie radio personalities, but we've also visited more than 80 countries and all seven continents. And Get Packin' is our weekly chance to get you caught up on travel news, travel tips, hot destinations, interviews with travel experts, and more.
Coming up on this week's Get Packin', we're going to tell you how to spot an American abroad.
It probably has something to do with fanny packs.
Yeah, and these are things that you want to avoid because you don't want to stand out like a sore thumb.
No.
And also we have tips on what can go wrong at the airport, how to deal with that. We have an author with us today, too, that's going to talk about how to travel on the cheap because that's how he's done a lot of his traveling. Okay. But first, we got some news.
Well, the big story this week has been the long lines at airports trying to get through the TSA screening.
Wow.
And one of the worst is O'Hare. Lines there have exceeded more than 2 hours. There's been a traveler's video of a security line at Midway Airport in Chicago that went viral. It's been viewed more than 2 million times.
Wow.
Some 450 American Airlines passengers were stranded at O'Hare because they couldn't get to the gate on time. TSA took so long, they missed their flight.
Yeah. You know, those 2 million people that were viewing it, they were all waiting because they had nothing else to do. They were waiting in a TSA line. It's bad.
It is. Apparently, from May 8th to May 15th, an additional 795 people missed American flights at O'Hare, the second busiest airport in America, and that was due to TSA line delays.
I can't wait because we're going in August. We're driving
right
to Chicago for a trip. And out of O'Hare. Oh, goody. Well, you know, they always say the best time to travel is right after a plane crash.
Oh, nice.
So this will be the best time to travel will be after they've had all these problems, maybe. We'll
see.
Well, in the wake of these long lines to reach security checkpoints in Chicago, also in New York, Atlanta, and other places, airport administrators are becoming more and more frustrated with the TSA's need to ensure security with the speed to push passengers through so they won't miss flights. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which operates the three major airports in the New York City area, sent a letter to the TSA threatening to replace the government agency with a private firm, saying we can't tolerate this anymore. So, can they do that? Phoenix is also threatening to do it. They've had problems.
I think Atlanta has threatened to do it as well.
Not only is it legal, it has been done. There are 22 airports out of more than 400 in the U.S. that have opted to use what is known as the Screening Partnership Program, or SPP. The Screening Partnership Program contracts security screening services at commercial airports to qualified private companies. These companies run screening operations under federal oversight and have to comply with all the TSA procedures and all of that. Companies interested in providing screening services can apply to the government. Commercial airports interested in applying for the program may submit an application to the local airport federal security director.
It's interesting, if they have to comply with all the same TSA regulations,
then
how are they doing it faster?
And
why can't the TSA do it?
Those 22 using the program are big ones, too, like San Francisco International, Orlando, Sanford International, and Kansas City International Airport.
Wow. Well, Royal Caribbean has now officially taken custody, or taken delivery, I should say, of the world's largest cruise ship. It's the Harmony of the Seas. It will carry 6,360 passengers and 2,100 crew members, so more than 8,000 people on this ship.
Wow.
It'll have 16 decks. Some of the other things on this state-of-the-art ship, something they call the Ultimate Abyss, the tallest slide at sea with a 100-foot drop down 10 stories.
Oh, my gosh.
From deck 16 to the boardwalk on deck 6.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to have 23 swimming pools and whirlpools.
And by the boardwalk, so you're going, you're
up on deck 16, and then they have that, I think, that opening. That
they do,
opening in the
and
promenade.
there are rooms that look out over that. So you could watch people slide down.
And listen to them screaming on the way down.
You can hand them new underwear as they go by you. Wow.
They're going to have the Broadway musical Grease in the Royal Theater every night, and 11,000 pieces of art ship-wide.
Wow. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off soon.
Yes, I've heard conflicting stories. One story said that it actually makes its maiden voyage tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Another story said June 7th.
Yeah, so it is actually out there soon.
And it's going to spend its first few months in the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. and then in November it moves to Florida to cruise the
Caribbean. So it'll be in the Caribbean. Okay. Well, there's the annual Switchfly Reward Seat Availability Survey is out. It actually rates airlines' frequent flyer programs on the most fundamental level. It looks at how easy it is for loyalty program members to actually use their points, pay for things with miles, and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So the results of this year's 7th annual survey are interesting because major airlines have made the switch from miles-based rewards to spending-based rewards. So are these programs getting any better, was the question. According to the survey, it is actually easier now to spend rewards points than at any time over the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. Reward seats were available for 76.6% of the queries made during the 2016 survey. The overall availability was 74% in 2015, 72.4% in 2014. And so which airlines were best? Both Air Berlin and Southwest had perfect scores.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. We just talked about that 100-foot water slide on the Royal Caribbean's new ship. Carnival Cruise Line has something they call the Sky Ride.
And that's on the new Vista. They have a new ship, too.
Yes, and it's hard to picture this, but basically it's a recumbent bicycle wrapped in an aerodynamic shell, and it's suspended beneath a metal track.
Okay.
And that track is then suspended out over the water, 100
right.
feet above the water. So you're
flying.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You're
pedaling mm-hmm. yourself right. out on this track, but there's nothing below you but mm-hmm. water.
It's kind of like that thing on Royal, on Quantum, that takes you out
right.
and over the water, only mm-hmm. this is kind of like you're flying, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Travel Weekly has come out with its most cited etiquette breach on a plane. And an analysis of Instagram posts by the travel information and planning website Trippi found that more people post about bare feet, no shoes, than any other etiquette breach that one encounters on planes. The Shame in the Sky study, as they call it, analyzed photos that had been posted. And so while the Trippi team found that posts of passengers who make a mess drew the most likes on average with 452, it found that bare feet, sometimes placed inappropriately on seats, after tracking filth from the laboratory, make up 44% of all the posts.
Oh, my God. Who would even
go barefoot to the bathroom? Oh, I've seen it.
I am creeped out.
Invasion of personal space, including when a person falls asleep on the shoulder of the poor person in the middle seat, came in a distant second. Hygiene tasks undertaken in public came in third. Meanwhile, the most popular individual post is a photo of someone taking up the entire airplane aisle to do stomach crunches.
Oh,
yes.
God. That's taking the mid-flight exercising a little too far.
It edged out a photo of a bulldog in an aisle.
And finally, a 28-year-old woman now faces charges of theft of property over $10,000 and a 3 to 15 year prison term because this Memphis-based—it's a flight attendant—has been indicted for allegedly stealing the little mini bottles of liquor from the plane.
Oh my!
She swiped
so
nearly
put them in her purse.
Yeah, swiped nearly 1,500 mini bottles of rum, vodka, gin, whiskey during her employment with Endeavor Air. She endeavored to,
I think,
steal.
So. I'll bet she's not employed with them any longer.
No, she's not.
All right, coming up next, we're going to have tips from a guy who knows how to go places all over the world on the cheap.
That's right. We're going to talk to him next on Get Packin' on Freedom 95.
We've wanted to take a vacation with our kids and grandkids forever.
And now we're finally making it happen.
Because this is so important to us, everything has to be just right. Where we stay, what we do together, everything.
That's why we're having travel leaders plan our first real family vacation.
They get us. They understood right away how much.
We want to make memories to last a lifetime.
We can't wait.
Travel Leaders gets you, and we get you there. Travel better. Call 800-525-1570. 800-525-1570.
I only travel once or twice a year, but when I do, I go big. Exotic places, incredible hotels, new experiences, it has to be memorable. That's why I call Travel Leaders. They get me. And they take care of all the details, so I don't have to worry about a thing. Oh, except getting to the airport on time. Oh, and choosing the perfect outfit. Oh, and
Travel Leaders gets you, and we get you there. Travel better. Call 800-525-1570. 800-525-1570.
Oh, and shoes and sandals. Can't forget sandals. And the right sunglasses.
Welcome back to Get Packin'. You're with Ann and John. And for those of you who want to travel kind of on the cheap, we've got the perfect guest for you today.
That's right. We're joined today by Russell Hannon. He calls himself an ultra-economical travel expert. He's also the author of the book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. So, Russell, just give us a little snapshot of your travel background.
Well, you know what? My background's probably a bit different than you'd expect. I was a late bloomer in travel terms, meaning for years I felt I couldn't afford to travel much when I was younger. And I would spend months saving up for a trip, then often got back and spent a few more months paying off the balance. And
right.
I once came back to a $2,100 cell phone bill, my first international trip abroad.
Oh, my gosh!
And, you know, I made the mistake of thinking at the time that travel was just inherently expensive and that I couldn't afford to do it very much. Now,
right.
Ironically, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I worked in lean management, and I said, there's got to be a way I can apply this towards travel, meaning in travel terms, how to travel more and spend less, so to say. So
yeah.
So basically, fast forwarding to today, what the principles in the book are is how to use lean principles to quickly and easily find the best and least expensive options for traveling. So I've done this for myself.
Uh-huh.
And really, the book is a blueprint that shows you how to do the same.
Okay, and so how do you cut expenses personally?
There's a few things depending on your travel type and such, but ultimately, what I do is I basically look at the best websites that generally return better prices more often on average than others, leverage them with other websites that have best price guarantees. Some airlines have price drop protection,
mm-hmm.
where they'll actually give you a refund if you find what they'll do is they'll match a better price that you find
right.
anywhere and give you a credit on top of that
right.
that you can use for a future flight as an incentive for moving over to book your trip with them. And then I leverage that with credit card travel
points
benefits.
Right,
yeah.
sure.
Right. And so what I do is I leverage all those things together when I'm booking a trip, and I can really multiply my savings doing that. And that's essentially my purpose, is to show you how to do the same.
Right.
So that is how you prepare and plan the trip. What are some of the money-saving things that you do while you're on the trip?
Well, you know what? There's some very simple things you can do. I just recommend a couple of weeks before your trip. There's a few places you can go online that have thousands of deals that are neatly organized by city. It can be as simple as going to a website like TravelZoo, for example, TravelZoo.com.
Uh-huh.
has a list of coupons that will give you upwards of 40% off everything from restaurants, hotels, golf, spas, excursions, all those sorts of things. And it's all organized by city. So you just type the destination you'll be visiting and look at that. And something I also recommend is, if you think you might have to take a taxi when you fly somewhere, is always take a look at the website of the airport that you'll be flying into. And there's always a transportation section that's going to show you all your transportation options. You might not realize that the subway or that rail may actually connect
yep.
to the airport.
Many major cities in the world have a subway that's part of their airport that you can pick up. And it's a special line that comes straight from the airport to downtown.
That's right, and we often don't know those things.
No.
I made the mistake of not knowing that at Heathrow, where I actually took a 94-pound taxi to get to the West Theater District when I could have taken rail. I just didn't know about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. And back to TravelZoo, you can also sign up if you go to TravelZoo, and they'll send you regular emails with their special deals and that kind of thing. And I say that in spite of the fact that, you know, we're in the travel business. And so, you know, I book people all the time that are looking for good deals and all. And travel agents, I have to put the plug in here, quite often are hooked up with tour suppliers that have negotiated rates with hotels. And they can do as well, if not a whole lot better, than you can online without all the confusion. So, you know, without you having to go find all this stuff, if you find a good travel agent who's going to work for you to find the best deals, you can often do just as well with that, because they often have the guarantees and all as well. I know there, you know, a lot of people want to go to Expedia, Travelocity, you know, Priceline, a lot of places like that, and that gets tiresome after a while.
Well, I think the thing with those websites is quite often you're restricted with very tight terms and conditions where you lose your flexibility. And on that note, a good way to access a travel agent, if you work for a company that has a corporate travel agency for business travel, and that's how I got started, is they often encouraged me to book my personal travel through the corporate travel agent.
Right.
And by doing that, I would get corporate discounts and still have access to that. And then you do get much more flexible terms without having to actually pay for going to a travel agent yourself.
Right. And a lot of times you're not really paying too much for a travel agent, and it's well worth it for the advice and some of the amenities that you get on top of it. But let's talk about credit card points and that kind of thing. We have taken out way more credit cards than I want to admit in order to get the miles. and we have flown around the world for free numerous times. Do you do a lot of that?
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? All the major airlines and even hotels are affiliated with credit cards that are just throwing away points. Now, this is something that we've been seeing for a long time. And when you go through any airport, you do see them advertised. I've got a rule of thumb. When you're looking at the best credit card for you, is ideally one that has a sign-up bonus right off the bat.
Right.
That'll give you enough for a round-trip flight.
Right.
Or a couple of hotel nights.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally one that will also waive the annual fee for the first year.
Yes, absolutely.
And then third will have an extra benefit, either in the form of maybe a free checked bag benefit or an annual companion pass for an extra fee.
Right.
They may waive foreign transaction fees. So I have that rule of three. Look for a card that would meet three criteria that best meet your needs.
Right.
Find the one that's best for you.
And usually that is an airline-related one, because you don't get the checked bags for free if it's not airline-related. And I have found that if you get like just a regular bank card, the points aren't worth as much. But if you go through the airline, get a credit card through that is affiliated with an airline, the points are worth more if you want to use them for miles, for actual airfare. I mean, that's my personal experience with it. But I think one of the things that you mentioned that you have become pretty versed in is how to get checked bags for free. So do you have advice on that?
Well, quite often the checked bag fees apply for the base economy fares. So quite often if you have a business class or first class ticket, that may come as part of that premium price that you're paying. A lot of the credit cards that are affiliated with airlines will have a benefit where you do get a complimentary checked bag if you pay for your flight with the card and are flying with that airline. One example is Southwest has a card that does that, and Delta is affiliated with one with American Express, actually. Short of those things, if you're going down to your last option, you can actually get a luggage jacket, which is actually a carry-on bag that unfolds into a jacket when the time comes to get onto the plane.
Now,
these aren't fashion statements by any means.
Who cares?
But I learned about this in Europe, actually, where I saw one a company called Jack to Go, and really the focus there was with Ryanair, based out of the UK.
Well, that's because those kind of airlines, they charge you for the air to breathe on the plane. So you have to get around those charges.
Well, you know, with that, it's getting harder and harder to know the true cost of your trip to the get home and look at your credit card bill.
Because,
you know, what I notice is if you look, travel operators know that quite often you decide whether or not you can afford something based on the posted fare. So what's happening is we're seeing all these discretionary surcharges. So that way they don't have to increase the posted fare. And it allows them to continue to grow their business without necessarily scaring people with posted rates.
That's a lot of great information for traveling on a budget. Russell Hannon, ultra economical travel expert. Thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Happy travel.
Thanks, Russell. Bye-bye. Coming up on Get Packin', we got your top 10 ways to spot an American abroad and what can go wrong on flights. Some tips for you. That's on Get Packin' on Freedom 95.
I only travel once or twice a year, but when I do, I go big. Exotic places, incredible hotels, new experiences, it has to be memorable. That's why I call Travel Leaders. They get me. And they take care of all the details, so I don't have to worry about a thing. Oh, except getting to the airport on time. Oh, and choosing the perfect outfit. Oh, and
Travel Leaders gets you, and we get you there. Travel better. Call 800-525-1570. 800-525-1570.
Oh, and shoes and sandals. Can't forget sandals. And the right sunglasses.
We've wanted to take a vacation with our kids and grandkids forever.
And now we're finally making it happen.
Because this is so important to us, everything has to be just right. Where we stay, what we do together, everything.
That's why we're having